Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say that little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Today, the songs are by Cliff Friend, who sometimes wrote words, sometimes music, sometimes both. He was a big deal in Tin Pan Alley in the 20s and 30s because he wrote hits and could work with almost anybody. We didn't know his name then, and we don't know it now, but we still remember some of his songs.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Friend was perfectly attuned to Tin Pan Alley. He could write a wide variety of songs, and he could write in whatever styles were popular at the moment. He wrote music, he wrote lyrics, sometimes he wrote both. He was also a good piano player. It's hard to imagine anyone better suited to the alley. Here are two songs from 1929, with music by Abner Silver and lyrics by Friend, Don Neely with Bashful Baby, and with music and lyrics by Friend, Ian Whitcomb, The Same Old Moon, The Same Old June.
You're such a bashful baby. You're cute as you can be, bashful baby. You're just the type for me. I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. Bashful baby, how about a little kiss? Bashful baby, I can't go on like this. You've got my heart bumping apart. Don't be bashful, baby, with me.
Thank you.
Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra Bashful Baby, and Ian Whitcomb, Same Old Moon, Same Old June. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Like father, like son, at least for a while, Cliff Wren's father was first violinist with a Cincinnati orchestra, and Cliff studied at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. His goal was to become a concert pianist until he contracted TB. He eventually met vaudevillian Harry Richman. They moved to Los Angeles together and became friends with Buddy De Silva and Al Jolson. Jolson encouraged Friend to move to New York, where he soon became part of Tin Pan Alley, and in 1923 had his first hit, co-written with Billy Rose. It was part of the vogue for so-called stuttering songs in the late teens and early 20s. Ian Whitcomb, You Tell Her, I Stutter.
1, 2, 1. Bill McCluskey was a husky, healthy, handsome lad. And McCluskey had a pretty little girl by the name of Pearl. But McCluskey, big and husky, stuttered very bad. And when he wanted her to marry him, he told her brother Jim. You tell her, cause I stutter and always getting into that, she ought to know I bungalow where we two can raise a little. Oh, no. Help a fella and go tell her I bought the ring and such. I'm thinking, wow, because I love her. So you tell her, because I stutter too much. She said, go ahead. And so he telephoned to McCluskey's home. Billy grabbed a taxi cab right to his sweetheart's door. He saw the family upon the porch and started into roar. You tell her, cause I stutter and sometimes get into the Dutch. When I hear the parson say, honor and obey, I'm afraid I'll answer, oh, give me a piece of pie. When I'm in her parlor, I can pop up and sneeze and holler. And tonsils touch. But when I fool around, I'm afraid, brave, I'll drown her. So you tell her, cause I stutter too much.
Ian Whitcomb, You Tell Her, I Stutter. Over the next 15 years, Friend wrote a substantial number of hits, mostly in Tin Pan Alley, mostly in collaboration with other songwriters, some minor like Abel Baer and Sidney Clare, others major like Lou Brown and Irving Caesar. Among his early successes was a likable rhythm ballad with music by Baer, who also wrote Lucky Lindy in 1927 and My Mother's Eyes in 1929. He and Friend wrote this song together in 1924. Cliff Edwards with June Night.
My skies are blue, I'm happy too, and all because I met you, dear. My heart's afire, love you inspire. I have but one desire. Just give me a June night, the moonlight and you in my arms, with all your charms, neat stars above, and we'll make love. I'll hold you and fold you, then my dreams will come true. So give me a June night, the moonlight and you. Thank you. I'll hold you and fold you, then my dreams will come true. So give me a June night, the moonlight and you. The moonlight and you.
Cliff Edwards, June Night. Cliff Friend had no discernible style. He worked with a wide variety of composers and lyricists, contributed to Broadway and Hollywood musicals, and shaped songs with the styles of individual singers, among them such major stars as Al Jolson and Eddie Cantor. Jolson sings Mr. Radio Man, and Cantor follows with It Goes Like This.
Broken-hearted Sammy, sitting on his daddy's knee, listening to the radio, but his heart was aching so. It seemed the angel took his mammy, and he wondered why he sighed. While his daddy fell asleep, Sammy then did creep the radio and cried, Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Won't you do what you can? 'Cause I'm so lonely. I've been listening in every day since she went away, but no word from heaven's been heard. Can't the angels hear me pray? When the Sandman is nigh and to Slumberland I must go, I know she hears me sigh over my radio. And the reason I'm crying and sighing, I'm all alone. Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Won't you do what you can? Oh, I'm so lonely. I've been listening in every day since she went away, but not a word from heaven have I heard. Can the angels hear me pray when the Sandman is nigh and to Slumberland I must go? I know she must hear me sigh over my radio. Oh, and the reason I'm sighing, and I'm crying, I'm all alone. Mr. Radio Man, please, please tell my mama to come back home.
Funny melody, it's a pretty melody. Someone brought it over from across the sea. Ever since the day it came, I have tried to learn its name. What's it all about? Maybe you can help me out. It goes like this, tra la 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 la. It goes like this, di 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 di. Then it goes, die di di, I die die, and it goes, do di di, oh do do. And right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Ta-da-da-da, it goes like this. Ta-da-da-da, it goes like that. What can the name of it be? Then it goes toot-toodaloo, 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 doo. Oh, what a funny melody. I have just been talking with Mr. Hoover and with Smith. Friends, I said I'd like to vote for both of you. But you know it can't be done. I can only vote for one. Now will this land be wrecked? If the wrong one I elect, then Hoover cried, tra-la-la, la-la-la, la-la-la, la-la-la. Then Smith replied, di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di. Then I said, die-di-di-i-die-die, and they said, do-di-di-o-do-do. If you send us down to Washington, we will show what can be done. Ta-ra-ta-ta, we'll give you this. Ta-ra-ta-ta, we'll give you that. You'll find a welcome on the door. Then I said, toot-toodaloo, 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 doo. Where have I heard that stuff before? Then Curtis said. Then Robinson said. Then Walker cried, and Dawes replied. Up spoke a senator from Iowa. Here is what he had to say. He told them this, he told them that. Then they all sang, my country, 'tis of thee. Then Coolidge said, oh, what a funny melody.
Al Jolson with Cliff Friend, Ira Shuster, and John White's 1924 Mr. Radio Man, and Eddie Cantor with Friend and Irving Caesar's 1928, It Goes Like This. Friend never did a lot of work on Broadway. Mostly he added a song or two to a score by somebody else, and most of his show tunes disappeared as soon as the show closed. In 1928, Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn wrote one of the major scores of the decade for an Eddie Cantor show called Whoopee. Among the songs were Makin' Whoopee and Love Me or Leave Me, and a very good ballad for Ruth Etting by Donaldson and lyricist Cliff Friend. Ruth Etting sings, My blackbirds are bluebirds now.
The night's all right, the day's all right, the world's all right, and I'm all right. I'm gonna be so happy, I know. Bluebird saying hello. Listen, can't you hear them singing above? They just
Ruth Etting, my blackbirds are bluebirds now. Birds were all the rage in the songs of the 1920s, especially blackbirds and bluebirds. They figured in Pollyanna songs, and their way of being quick, graceful, and airy aligned them with the flappers of the day. Flappers and birds were ready-made for one another. Judy Garland, Hello, Bluebird.
Hear that bluebird up in a tree. Hear him, what a song. Joy he's bringing, singing to me, singing all day long. Goodbye to skies of gray, for I'm back home today. All day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, hello, bluebird. Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy, I just wanna sing, hello. Again, I'll stay home and be your kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello. All day long I keep singing, hello, I'm glad I found you. Yourself at home now. More blues, just because I'm happy when I'm around you. Bluebird, no more need to roam up the bug. The sun is shining, the world is ideal.
Judy Garland with Cliff Friend's 1929 Hello, Bluebird. The songs of the 20s were frivolous and sexy in a flirtatious sort of way. Sexual standards were loosening, especially for women, and the changes showed up in song lyrics. They were playful rather than blunt. They had a youthful sense of fun that often proved irresistible. But even flappers were looking for true love that culminated in marriage. Who'd have thought that was so important during the jazz age, but it was. Alan Elsden is Yes, Yes in Your Eyes, and Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, Yes, Yes, My Baby Said Yes, Yes.
Your lips tell me no, no, but this yes, yes in your eyes, I've been missing your kissing just because I wasn't wise. I'll stop my scheming and dreaming because I realize that your lips tell me no, no, but this yes, yes in your eyes. Just because I wasn't wise, I'll stop my scheming and dreaming because I realize that your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes.
Thank you. Going to buy a wedding ring, I'm gone, but I don't care. Got a brand new love affair. Oh, yes, yes. My baby said yes, yes. I'm glad she said yes, yes, instead of no, no. Next Sunday, I didn't say Monday. It's gotta be Sunday. We're ready to go. So ta-ta, we're going to go gaga. My baby loves gaga. She told me so. Yes, yes. My baby said yes, yes. I'm glad she said yes, yes, instead of no, no. Yes, my baby, she said yes. I'm glad that she said yes, instead of no, no. Oh, jealous, she's terribly jealous, 'cause I'm one of those fellas who's a gigolo. Oh, Swanson, she's jealous of Swanson, and not only Swanson, but Larrabeau. Yes, my baby, she said yes. I'm glad that she said yes instead of no, no.
Elsdon with Cliff Friend and Lester Stantley's 1924 There's Yes, Yes in Your Eyes, and Don Ely's orchestra with Con Conrad and Cliff Friend's 1931 Yes, Yes, My Baby Said Yes, Yes. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Cliff Friend was a denizen of Tin Pan Alley. It was where he did his work, always attuned to the styles of the day. He was never very far ahead of popular taste. In the 1930s, songs took on a harder edge. Flappers became dames, and songs reflected the change in sensibility. Alice Faye, Oh, I Didn't Know You'd Get That Way, and Orlando and his orchestra with a vocal by Phyllis Robin, Love Is Good for Anything That Ails You.
What happened to you, mister? You used to treat me like a sister. But how you have blazed, and am I amazed? You started very sweetly. Now you have changed your way completely. From a meek and mild man, you've become a wild man. Oh, oh, you rascal, you. What a man you've turned into. What pretty things you've learned to do. Oh, I didn't know you'd get that way. I didn't realize that little twinkle in your eyes was only hot chalk in disguise. Oh, I didn't know you'd get that way. My heart is full of joy that I never knew. You great big naughty boy, how you do, 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 what you do, do, do. there isn't any doubt. You know what love is all about. And am I glad I found it out? Oh, I didn't know you'd get that way. Oh, I didn't know you'd get that way. I didn't realize that little twinkle in your eyes was only hot shot in disguise. Oh, I didn't know you'd get that way. My heart is full of joy. You great big naughty boy, how you do, do, what you do, do, do. There isn't any doubt, you know what love is all about. And am I glad I found it out? Oh, I didn't know, you rascal, you. Oh, I didn't know, but now I do. Oh, you rascal, you. I didn't know you'd get that way.
From 1935, Alice Faye with Joe Meyer, Jackie Ellen, and Cliff Friends, Oh, I Didn't Know You'd Get That Way. And from 1937, Orlando and His Orchestra with Friend and Matty Malnick's Love is Good for Anything That Ails You. This 1937 song started with a lyric about a young man and woman who get to neck when the amusement park carousel breaks down. A short time later, an instrumental version of Friend's melody became the opening and closing theme for the Looney Tunes cartoons. It's the music you hear when Porky Pig says, "That's all, folks." Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra with Friend at Dave Franklin's The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down.
merry-go-round broke down as we went round and round. Each time we'd miss, we'd steal a kiss while the merry-go-round went boom.
Anyone wish a bag of popcorn, salty peanuts, Hershey chocolate?
Oh, the merry-go-round broke down. It made the darndest sound. And the lights went low. We both said, oh, why the merry-go-round went boom. And now she's mine while the merry-go-round went boom.
Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra, The Merry-Go-Round, broke down. Right after Pearl Harbor, Friend and Charles Tobias collaborated on an optimistic patriotic anthem. They recorded it on December 16th, and soon after that, it was interpolated into an Eddie Cantor vehicle entitled Banjo Eyes that ran from December 25th, 1941, until the following April. Bandleader and vocalist Dick Robertson had the hit recording of We Did It Before and We Can Do It Again.
December 7th, 1941, our land of freedom was defied. December 8th, 1941, Uncle Sam replied.
We did it before, and we can do it again, and we will do it again.
We've got a heck of a job to do, but you can bet that we'll see it through.
We did it before, and we can do it again, and we will do it again.
We're one for all, and we're all for one. They'll get a licking before we're done. Millions of voices are ringing, singing as we march along.
We did it before, and we can do it again, and we will do it again. We'll knock them over, and then we'll get the guy in back of them. We did it before, we'll do it again. Before, and we can do it again, and we will do it again. We're one.
Millions of voices are ringing, singing as we march along.
We did it before and we can do it again, and we will do it again. We'll knock them over and then we'll get the guy in back of them. We did it before, we'll do it again.
Dick Robertson, We Did It Before. After writing all those perky little songs in the 20s, Friend switched over to the romantic ballads of the 40s without breaking a sweat. Before long, the important singers were bringing their slow, languorous approach to the songs Friend had begun to write. A 1936 song that became popular again during the war, and then a haunting melody from the 1944 movie Shine on Harvest Moon. Vera Lynn, When My Dreamboat Comes Home, and Helen Forrest and Harry James Orchestra, Time Waits for No One.
Just like a river the sea. You'll find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never, ever return again. So don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Time waits for no one. Let's take love while we may.
Vera Lynn with Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin's When My Dream Boat Comes Home, and Helen Forrest with Friend and Charles Tobias's Time Waits for No One. Back in 1922, Friend and Irving Mills wrote a show tune they called I've Got the Lonesome Blues. It appeared in a Broadway musical called Oh, Ernest, but in 1928, there were two country music recordings by Emmett Miller and Rex Griffin. These two recordings inspired Hank Williams to perform the song during his first appearances on the Louisiana Hayride in 1948. He then recorded it, despite initial pushback from his producer and his band. The recording became one of the biggest country hits of all time. Hank Williams, Lovesick Blues.
My baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet dad. He's such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied. But she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry.
She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got to love big blue.
Hank Williams' Lovesick Blues. Not the sort of recording you expect from a Tin Pan Alley songwriter. But if nothing else, Cliff Friend could write all shapes and all sizes. He was one of the alley men who helped to define popular music for 30 years. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. Michael Lasser's new book, City Songs and American Life, 1900 to 1950, is now available in bookstores and online.